went through page 10 and saw the definition of parent, and it said it includes the natural father and the natural mother. Mr. Speaker, some of these women are Alombo Jates in their family. So if a woman I am married to brings me bastards, what are the offenses for those type of women, and what type of punishment do you give them? That is why I would like to say, unless this clause is added, punishment for women who are not faithful, we should not adopt the bill. Thank you. That is what the honorable member said as captured in the alleged statement that was made by the honorable member about stoning women wasn't made in this house. So those civil society groups, individuals, and the journalists, and all those who took on members of this house and claimed that we were sitting here when the honorable member made the statement without any response, and that we're not doing our work, we're sleeping on the job, I think that they were wrong, and that to some extent they owe this house an apology.
The comment in the media was as though the statement was made here, and with the greater respect to your chair, the speaker was not even stopping him, which I believe that he has made a correction. I encourage him to go the very place that he made the statement to make the apology, which he did.
It is not right for a member of parliament to say that some women are Alombo Jates and go out and bring children to their husbands, and that those women ought to be punished. That part can never be part of a law, of a bill in this house. And indeed, Mr. Speaker, I would ask you to have it expunged from the records. It should never ever be said that we are advocating for punishment for women. What about the men who go out and bring children?
If a member makes a statement outside the floor of the house, the question is, where does he come to retract those statements? Ordinarily, he uses the forum where he made the statement. Now, there's a second issue that has been raised by the honorable member for Tema West, with the use of the word Alombo Jates. Honorable members, the normal practice is that if a member uses a word which is not the language that we are using on the floor of the house, he's immediately called upon one to explain that word on the floor of the house. And that is why when a member is speaking, we must pay attention to the member on the floor of the house, so that you can take objection at the time that the member made the statement, and then you challenge him. I do not think that the use of the Alombo Jates, relating it to our women, is parliamentary. I don't think it's parliamentary. I want leadership to take that matter up with the member, especially if he were here. I would have asked him. Now, the member has made a statement. Nobody objected to the statement. Nobody has asked him to withdraw the statement. It's not part of the official report. Unfortunately, the member too is not on the floor of the house now.